friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. How does all of this come together? 8-day FLA in Derry, Londonderry. Well, we might as well ask the FLA chairperson, Evelyn Lee Doherty. Evelyn, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you much, very much, Adrian.
Now, did you have... when everybody was pointing fingers in your direction to say this is the person who can put this whole thing together, did you have any apprehension about that? Were you, how did you feel?
Well, I always worked on the premise that to do anything you need a good team of people. It's you know, and we have a good team of people. I knew we had a group of people who were as enthusiastic as I was, you know, to begin with. And I knew I had a group of people who had a very much a can-do attitude,
yes,
that if something's a good idea, that and your gut instinct tells you it's a good idea and you can do it, that you just go forward and do it.
Yes.
And then that things will come together and that you will bring it together. And that's what happened. It's a great team effort, and it's a great example of community spirit, really, as I'm sure you've seen in the city.
Absolutely.
Just, with
yeah,
the population of Derry, but even with our volunteers, you know, from day one, they've just got on board and just went with it, you know.
I've never seen as many volunteers in one place at one time. And everybody seems to have, you know, their own purpose, their own job, and enjoying it. And, of course, the name of the game is to extend that great Fáilte to Derry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit about Derry, the city of culture.
Well, Derry, as you probably know, had won the accolade of City of Culture for 2013. And I guess we work within an Irish language and community organisation. We're a mixture of I work in cultural and accounting, Irish language and cultural centre, and I'm also chairperson of the local branch of Cultus. So there's kind of a partnership there anyway, and when we were approached, in terms of what would we present in this year of culture, and obviously what we were going to present was an example of the culture that we are involved in, and that's Irish culture. And I said, well, why would you try and reinvent the wheel when you've got a superb festival of the most significant and most important celebration of Irish culture in FLA Chulainn-na-Héireann, and that we would apply for that, you know, and so that's what we did. And, well, the rest is history. It's happened. I'm not saying it wasn't hard work. And there was, you know, first time in the north. And, you know, there was kind of that bit of, not on our part, but maybe in other people's part, that kind of slight apprehension of, well, would it work? And all. And
right,
sure it is, you know, we've kind of been proved.
You would never,
right.
As a matter of fact, you would really, and most of our listeners would know, we have been covering and broadcasting live from FLA Chulainn-na-Héireann for many a year, including the last 3 years from Cavan. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of the same people who have been to Cavan, who have been to, you know, various places around Ireland. And nobody has said or made reference to the fact that this is a huge occasion. This is the first time that the FLA Chulainn-na-Héireann has come to Derry, has come north of the border. What do you feel about that?
I think that people generally, and you're right, there's the regular FLA goers who travel with FLAs, and the feedback from them is that it's a real positive feedback. They're loving Derry. They think it's great, and they're absolutely over the moon that the FLA is going so well. And they've been very supportive as well. You know, they've made the decision that they were coming, that they were going to make that journey north. And I think they're also aware of the fact that they're here for a very historic FLA, and they want to be a part of it, as does the population of the city. As you, I'm sure you've been out and about, and you can see they've all become ambassadors for their
ambassadors,
city.
Yeah.
So it's, I think that... anybody that's here has, I haven't had any negative feedback in terms of the fact that it's in Derry, you know, and obviously there's people will have to be in Derry in terms of people competing in competitions. That's
right.
The icing on the cake for them if they're coming to the All-Ireland. And there might have been a bit of apprehension. They know that they want to compete, and it happens to be in Derry. But I don't have any sense of we're just here because we have to be here. It's because we're having a great time, and we're really loving it, you know. So
and obviously, you know, those who come here, many are coming for the 8 days. And even, you know, the day trippers that you have here seem like they're absolutely and totally engrossed in the variety, and I think that's another thing that you're doing so extremely well here during this year of the gathering, is that there is a variety of you have a variety of events taking place, so that if you turn any corner there's something happening, there's something very great and cultural.
I think things like Derry is as well. You know, it's a small city. We don't think of it as a city at all. We think of it as, you know, a large town. And so it's easy to navigate. It's easy to get around. So I think initially people thought, oh, a city, you know, it's going to be really difficult. And it hasn't been. And also Derry has really proven itself. You know, we've had the 12 celebrations, 12th of July and 12th of
right.
August, that passed off very peacefully. And
yes.
So it's sending out a message, I think, to the world that in Derry, people of different traditions can celebrate their tradition, and it's not a problem, and it offends nobody. And also that those communities, as they will be doing and have done, have come together to celebrate the Fla. I think it's a powerful message to send out.
Definitely is. Chairperson of Fla Kill Nahéireann 2013, Evelyn Ní Dougherty. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.